Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kraft, 35-yard catch Watson. Those are the straws that broke the camel's back, so to speak. Well, if we're talking about the difference between, you know, a 14-13 win and a 17-14 loss, I might agree with that. But we're talking about two games where quarterbacks combined for over 650 yards, and the two teams both scored over 30 points. And both quarterbacks threw 3 touchdowns.
You played like the worst defense in the league combined.
It's obviously not just 2 plays in either game. What really has consistently beat the Steelers in both of these games is the offense using the death by a thousand paper cuts method. Cincinnati ran slants like crazy. You had no answers for those. The Packers ran those flat routes like crazy. Really, what do those two things have in common? It's a quarterback getting the ball out fast. And Tomlin tried to give an answer to that today. He was asked about that. Let's see what his reaction was.
I think that's been our life for a number of years. I think anytime you got dynamic rushers, I think that's the first way that you work to minimize them. I think that's everyone's agenda when they play us, to run the ball in an effort to stay on schedule, to minimize one-dimensional long yardage circumstances, and to get the ball out quickly. And so from that standpoint, it's nothing new. It requires no quote-unquote adjustments. Certainly, we can coach and play better.
It requires no adjustments. Well, then why are you so bad at it right now? If this is what you've seen for years, and this is what you're used to seeing,
why aren't you able to snap everything into place quickly?
Right.
Because you don't have physically the guys to do it. That's pretty obvious.
That would be like a mechanic who does oil changes for a living, having the same model of car, make of car, come in all the time, doing hundreds of those oil changes, and then all of a sudden forgetting how to do them and ruining cars' transmissions by putting the wrong oil in or something like that. If you're so used to it and so accustomed to it,
You should be like begging teams to keep trying it because you'll be great at stopping it.
Unless it was a function of, well, back then when teams did this against us, we had these great cover corners and now we don't.
The Steelers had great cover corners?
They really haven't.
They've had Joe Hayden for a little bit.
Mike Taylor was obviously good in his prime. Mike had some of that.
Different kind of football though back then, even when Ike was playing. Different league. Also, what he is saying that has the ring of truth, and it predates even his time here, they have been death by a thousand cuts by great teams going back to the pit. Like, I actually vividly remember the game where that started. And it was in 0-2 when they played the Patriots.
Yeah.
Not so much the Raiders early that season, but the Patriots. I think Brady attempted 25 straight passes on them because the book was out.
I remember that. So Tomlin got asked today a great question by Brooke Pryor. Terrell Austin is the quote-unquote play caller. He's not getting the job done. You're a former defensive coordinator. That is your calling card. this defense has struggled so much. Why don't you just take over play calling duties? Here's the question and answer.
Mike, you said that you don't necessarily want to fundamentally change the scheme in some of these instances, specifically third down, but do you look at taking over sole play calling for defense or making adjustments?
No, that's not on the table as we sit here today. We just got to keep doing what we're doing and do it better.
We just got to keep doing what we're doing and do it better.
It's not on the table.
The plan's great. The schematics are great. The players are great. It's going to work. Just trust me, it's going to change. I like that she said sole play calling duty, because implied in that, and Brooke knows her stuff, is that Austin technically sends the play calls in. But you're a complete rube if you think they're all his play calls. If you think Mike just sits back on game day and says, for literally the 6 days leading up to this, I put all of my time and energy into our defensive game plan, our schematics.
You do what you want on game day, bro. Who are we going to use?
And then I just...
Here, it's all you, though.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
It's not. We know that because we've talked to people.
Also, you have seen Mike lately because there was a big... it was like the big catch it on camera. Can you ever see it?
And people he's had say, a play call sheet.
He's had a little call card. And
yes.
People said, boy, that's a tiny call card, but it's defense.
Austin's
so
play call card is small, too.
Right, but the point is, for a while, you wouldn't see Mike having one, or it wasn't visible, and he was either hiding it or didn't have one at all. He's had one lately.
Tomlin,
he calls the defense.
Tomlin suggests plays. Tomlin tells Austin, sometimes even, specific plays to run in situations.
Yep. Good for Brooke for asking it.
Yes.
And Mike said it's not on the table at this time. Because it's never on the table.
Well, and but that's also such a complete 180. After the game, after the Packers game, I wish we had the clip here. He said everything's on the table.
Except that.
We lost another game where our defense, supposedly, although he said it was the offense's fault, we got strafed here again. We got carved up. Everything is on the table.
I think that's a rare...
2 days later, no, it's not. Nothing's changing.
Pony, I think that's a very rare... In the moment, he lets his emotions get the best of him, because I think almost everything he tries to put out there in these pressers, in his answers, in his opening soliloquy is very targeted. I think occasionally you get him so fed up after a game, he'll say that. He doesn't mean that. Because if everything was literally on the table, firings would be out there. Me, Mike Tomlin, ceding play calling to somebody else would be out there. My job would be on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
T.J. Watt getting actually playing Nick Herbig would be on the
table. I was just going to say, Donnie, the big change we've seen them make over the last two games is to put their best defensive player on the bench, is what they've done.
Yeah, that just seems like coaching malpractice to me. And then they'll just say, like, well, he can't defend the run as well, so we don't want to put him out on the field in those situations.
By the way,
he's been their most explosive player all season long, and I know he doesn't get the attention that T.J. Watt or maybe even Alex Highsmith get, because that's the first thing that people will jump to.
Who's those people? Steeler apologists?
Yeah, or, you know, if you suggest that Nick Herbig's, like, having a great year. I mean, I think it was a couple of weeks ago when I said that Herbig was my defensive player of the year.
Yeah, you said he was playing better than Watt, and I think Cabali sent you that gift that he does.
Yeah, people, like, blew
up.
Check
it out.
The chips, the double teams. Listen, I get it, okay? I understand that.
You're capping out there.
But the fact that they are keeping that guy now off the field is absurd.
Yeah.
You don't know what cap means?
No, I see people say it. I don't really get it. I also don't get 6'7".
No cap means no lie. The word cap just means lie.
What does 6'7" mean?
If somebody says that means you're lying. I still don't know what 6'7" means.
Donnie, what's 6'7" mean?
You have to call Tenuta.
I have no idea. All I know about the 6'7" trend is that it's apparently, like, very harmless, and that, like, they've done these little explainers about if your kid is saying 6'7",
it's good.
Here's what you don't have to do. Worry, because it's completely harmless.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just like some TikTok trend.
Mm. So you're supposed to also go 6'7" like this.
Why I would have liked somebody to have asked Mike today. Mike, you stop the run. And you still gave up 35 points. How do you explain that? Because he says it all starts with that.
Somebody did ask that.
They did? What he said?
I'm pretty sure somebody...
Today?
I'm pretty sure somebody...
Whoever asked that question, my bad. Kudos to you.
Hold on. Maybe it slipped through the cracks, Donnie. Maybe somebody asked him, essentially, I thought that was basically the answer that he gave where he said it wasn't the tackling. Like,
oh, then maybe you're right.
It wasn't in so far as they said you still gave up 35, but like he was asked a question that started with Mike, largely their running game wasn't a factor.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That did
happen.
And
then he said, well, we didn't tackle, we didn't do this. Like, he clearly got caught flat-footed because someone actually, and then he acknowledged, yeah, they didn't really run the ball. Now, here's why they just kept moving it on us through the air.
Good.
So that was, I think, what you're asking there.
Here is Joe on the fan. Hello, Joe.
Hello, guys. This is Joe from Dayton.
Hi, Joe. You're on the air. Yep.
Hey, guys, just one quick one, guys. Tomlin's ridiculous comments about blaming the field goals for the offense.
Yeah.
One thing that's getting missed on that whole deal, we weren't on the 2-yard line. Three of those kicks were the 35 to the 40-yard line. We weren't knocking on the door. I mean, it's ridiculous.
True. They were 56-yarders. You're right.
Yeah.
They weren't. Yeah, you're right. They weren't like in the low red zone deciding to kick and stalling out. They were stalling out just shy of midfield.
Yeah, three of them were in the 50-yard, the 35 to the 40-yard line. That's
actually a good point.
Worse.
That's actually a good point. Because like they really weren't like that close. It feels like they are because any Boswell kick feels like an automatic make, but yeah.
So does that make you side with him even more then? Because the offense didn't move the ball that
well?
They're
just
bailed out by Boswell?
Yeah, I said that the offense did not have – I didn't think Rodgers had like any great game either. I will say that like the offense has not – it's been very opportunistic at times and helped them win some games that I don't think they would have otherwise won. But I don't think it's been like a juggernaut where the defense has gone downhill so badly, but the offense has like fully
sure
commensurate with the defense's downfall started to become a big time.
Look, you can
unit.
Give me some of the circumstances of the points they scored, which I agree with. They weren't long sustained drives. They fizzled out like between the 40 and 30 yard line. One of their touchdowns was kind of cosmetic and in garbage time. That being said, it's still 25 points. With no takeaways from your defense to help set up scoring drives. You didn't get any of that. And you scored 25 against one of the probably 5 or 10 best defenses in the NFL with Micah Parsons. I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. Yeah, Boswell helps them. Sure.
My bottom line is the reason why I find his focus as the head coach on the offense so laughable is not the right word, just so silly, so specious, is because the defense was so objectively bad. There is no defense there, and it just feels like...
And he says dramatic changes
aren't
needed.
It feels like a deflection on his...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The first component of fixing it is acknowledging it. You really don't get an opportunity to fix it until you face those circumstances again. And so we spent some time acknowledging it. We're going to get back to work. We certainly believe that we work in the right spirit. We do the right things environmentally. We're going to get back to work, man, and wait for our opportunity to rectify it. You can spend a lot of time talking about your ills, but the true fixes come in stadiums. And so that's why sometimes I'm somewhat hesitant to respond to the how do you fix it question. There's certainly procedurally things that you go about doing that fixes it, but the fix happens in stadium and the rest of it is just talk.
416, time brought to you by Gina G and Petro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Mike Tomlin on fixing the defensive issues. You have to acknowledge there's a problem. Well, before that he said dramatic changes aren't needed. I'm not shaking anything up. So who knows with him. Bottom line is for almost a full season's worth of games now, the Steelers have been one of the worst defenses in the NFL. If you're not willing to make dramatic changes now, then I think Mike Tomlin falls victim to the thing that a lot of fans get frustrated with. He's just set in his ways as a coach. He believes that what he's been doing is going to work, will eventually work, because it's worked before. And
That's his favorite thing. Whenever he gets asked, why do you believe in this team's ability to bounce back, which he didn't get asked today. I predicted he would. He just goes, because I see these guys every day. I know what they're capable of. I know the work I and my staff put in. I know what we're capable of. If the solutions and like the fixes only come in stadiums, what happens if you go to your own stadium again this week against a very good offense? Like when he made them sound like the 88-49ers, it actually rings true right now. What happens if they give you an absolute ass-whooping? Then what?
I give Arthur Smith and I give, by extension, Tomlin credit when they couldn't run the ball all of training camp, all of the preseason, all the first couple of games. They cooked up a way to run it better by bringing in Washington more and by using the sixth offensive lineman. That's ingenuity. That's putting your thinking cap on. That's doing his like silly, you got to go into the lab. That's actually, okay, we've got this big tight end who's unlike any other player to his position in the NFL. Let's use him plus another guy who's pretty nimble for an offensive lineman, and let's get them out there with, now we've got seven blockers, and we're just going to beat people to death with that. Smart. Well, I'm actually giving him credit for that.
What it was actually novel, because yes, the problem for them has been, they'll say, well, we're zigging when the rest of the league zags. We're going to be the team that runs the ball. But they did it without any kind of interesting conceit. They just said, we're going to try to line up and run it at you. I love it when all these analysts who love old school football love pointing out, that's 1,300 pounds on that side of the line. Yeah. But you know what? That's their little thing. They kind of pioneered that right now.
And I think that their defensive change up, so to speak, for this year was, we're going to be a team that blitzes more. And they did. And I think initially that threw teams off. And I think that teams have gotten used to it now. I think.
Well, they didn't blitz Flacco.
Well, that's
much at
right.
All.
That was the one, like, because he's scared of Flacco. So
but then it's like they tried to
overcorrect. He did make an adjustment.
But then they tried to overcorrect and blitz Love a ton, and all the stats going in suggested that that was a very bad idea unless you got home unbelievably quickly. And they didn't. Like, Love is great against the blitz because he can move.
Here's Bill on the fan. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So, I have basically just stopped listening to what Mike Tomlin has to say in these press conferences. I think he goes up there and just BS's and lies because he thinks he's this all-knowing football god. Do you really, really think he actually believes that the offense was the problem? I mean, he came out, all he talked about was, you know, not recovering from that offside. There's no way he actually thinks that. He's coached for too long.
I think there's a chance he does, because I think to suggest that the defense was the problem would be to do something uncomfortable, and that was admit, like, tacitly that he's been the guy failing.
Right, but do you not think that he knows that and he just lies and doesn't want to say it? Like, he has to know that, right?
I mean, if I were going to defend his point of view here, couldn't I say that, like, his defense or his offense only had two drives all game, or other than the last one when Green Bay was trading time for, you know, yardage, they had two drives where they went over 50 net yards until the very last one. They didn't really move the ball, like, super effectively on a regular basis.
I mean, Bill, just
basis.
2 weeks ago, he ripped another team in the division's GM for trading Joe Flacco to the Bengals.
Well,
so
he'll be honest when he wants to be.
I mean, was that a lie, or do you actually think he believed that?
Okay, I'll give you that. I think that was extremely out of character, and I really amended him for that because, I mean, no one likes Andrew Berry, and he was willing to come out and say it. But the league has almost shifted back into what he wants to do, a run-the-ball defense, a little more than maybe what it was 4 or 5 years ago.
And that's why I said, and Chris, and no one brought this up again today, when he tried to blame that penalty for the offense feeling sorry for itself and going into a shell, somebody should have asked him, how much did not calling any running plays in the second half have to do with that? And just make him defend the fact, again, I know he did it Sunday night, but if he's trying to move the goalposts and say, basically, my offense had the boo-boo face for the entire second half because the refs, like, ripped them off. And by the way, like, somebody also could have asked, Mike, when you sensed that, did you try to do anything? Did you talk to your offensive players about it?
There was no shot of him doing a very rare gather them around.
Right?
And, like,
I mean, isn't that good coaching, too? If you sense that your team's wallowing in self-pity here, how about that play happened, it's over with. Flush it, get over it. We got to go out and win this game.
There might be people who would mock him if there had been a scene of him gathering the offense on the sideline and, like, giving an impassioned speech and said, oh, there he goes, the cheerleader. But, I mean, you've said this about Pickens when they still had him, when Mike would get him under control and then he'd do something good. You'd say, like, in-game, you'd say, well, that's good coaching.
Yes.
If Mike showed that level of, like, fiery, we cannot F this up, we're letting this slip away, I do think for a lot of people that would be something that they would put in the positive column.
No, all
for
the
him.
Shots from him in the second half of the game was him falling victim to the same exact thing he's accusing the offense of doing wrong.
He had the fart face. I just smelled a fart face.
I thought he had a million mile stare where he's just like standing there.
Every time they cut to him, he just is looking into middle distance.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, 1,000-yard stare. Yep. Yeah. He was looking up at, like, a scoreboard that you can't see. And just looking perturbed.
And if he went off on his offense or tried to rally the troops, you know NBC would have showed us that.
Of course.
Here's Chris on the fan. Hello, Chris.
Afternoon, fellas. How are we?
We're good.
Hey, two very important questions I really would like to hear your opinions on.
Yep.
So if I'm not mistaken, Mike Tomlin reached out to Tony Dungy, I'm guessing before the Packer game. My question about that is, how could a guy who's never had a losing season...
Wait, time out a second here. I didn't hear this story, so what happened? This is shame on me if true. So Tomlin did what with Tony Dungy?
Tomlin had a conversation, I'm guessing he called, from what I heard. He called Tony Dungy and was asking him questions. I think it was more regarding of if he should be more aggressive in his defense.
Okay.
No, so for argument's sake, let's say that is true. My question to you would be, how could a guy who, and you and I both know how he talks, how he treats the media, talks about the fans, whatever, players, how could he be a defensive guru? You can't tell him anything because of his arrogance, and yet reach out to a retired head coach.
Because he respects Dungy.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
He
coached
Dungy
with Dungy. He looks at Dungy as, like, the godfather of defense.
Yeah.
And
he does respect people, and that's one of the few that he would, I think, go to for counsel.
I also have no problem with that. Like, there's a respected, revered defensive mind. If he reached out to Tony Dungy and said, what are you seeing on our defense? You know, give me some
If word
thoughts.
Got out that he had reached out to Bill Cowher and said, like, hey, people here would have been like, well, first, Cowher should be the coach. But then they probably would have said, like, at least Mike is showing a tendency to lean on someone here.
I'm a fan of that, if that's what he did. It clearly didn't work.
One of the Steelers' biggest wins of all time, you know this story, happened when their coach happened to talk to another active coach that had his number and got a very secret little bit of intel on a team.
Here is Carol in Clinton, one of the queens of the PM team. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. Hey,
Carol, can I just say before you give us your spiel, I feel like in your shoes right now, you got to feel like the chickens are coming home to roost. Because so many of the things you've said about Tomlin for years are now being said by the callers to this radio station.
And that's why I want to congratulate myself and my my cohort callers on our Marconi that we won.
Yes. Well, absolutely. I'm going to give you a round of applause right now. We should invite you to the big dinner, Carol.
Carol, you never ever disappoint. You always have a great line prepared, and that one's one of the better ones in a while.
I think the anti-Tomlin rhetoric put us over the top, but that's just me.
I'm just saying, I've been saying it for months and months and years and years. But here I'm going to piggyback on Malzi's opinion of Art the Second, because have you heard the clip that Joe keeps playing of Mike McDaniel, where he sounds like he's having a nervous breakdown?
Yes.
Joe loves that clip.
He really needs
an intervention. He sounds like he's... You'll never hear Tomlin sound like that.
No.
Because the one living in his fears is Art the Second. He's so afraid he's going to besmirch his father's memory if he does anything like firing Tomlin, that Tomlin is completely comfortable in his position. He's never on the hot seat.
The great irony of that, Carol,
Thank you, Carol.
Dan Rooney, if this had gone on this long with this little in the way of results, I feel very strongly would have approached Mike behind the scenes and forced some changes.
I think more would have been done by Dan if he were still running the team after the Ravens playoff loss. It's to your rival, the manner in which they beat you, what was said about your team during the game.
I'll go this far. I think Dan would have stripped him of his play calling duties. I think Dan at that point would have said, I've seen enough. You are not calling the defense anymore. I do think Dan would have done
that. You're going to go back to being like
a CEO coach. You're a CEO. And if Mike would have balked at that, Dan would have said, the proof's in the pudding. You've run the defense for a long time. We haven't seen a playoff win here or a competitive playoff game in a long time. Deal with it. Or find a job elsewhere if you really...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
We want to.
That music means it's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. Football Talk on the Fan, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the tremendous Week 9 matchup between the Colts and the Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we will get Steelers, Colts, and then Bills and Chiefs on KDK and Paramount Plus this Sunday, which I would say is probably the most interested I've been in an NFL doubleheader all year.
And you like to watch one game at a time.
Yes, although I've watched Red Zone the last 2 weeks because Steelers Thursday and Steelers Sunday night, and it's been the worst 2 weeks of Red Zone football of all time.
My mother-in-law was again.
There were no good games on Sunday except Jets Bengals.
She stopped by again and apparently does not watch Red Zone. She loves the Steelers, is a big sports fan. She watched it and noticed like that they were jumping from game to game, and I just got a very plain spoken, "What is this?" And I said, "It's Red Zone. It's kind of like football on drugs." She said, "Yes, exactly. And that's why I don't do drugs. This is too much." Have you ever met anybody that's had like red zone fatigue where they're just like, "I can't handle this"?
Sometimes that happens to me where it's sensory overload and I feel like I'm watching everything but retaining nothing.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't like when I put Red Zone on. Like if there's a non-1 p.m. Steeler game or they're just off.
Dude,
she says it messes with her OCD.
The move for me early in the year when it's still nice enough to sit on the deck and watch games, like so first probably 3-4 weeks of the year maybe.
Yeah.
Big TV has Steelers game sound on. Bring down, since we have YouTube TV now, bring down one of the smaller TVs from like our guest room.
Yes.
Plug it in outside. Red Zone on the small TV on mute. It's glorious, man.
Quote from someone I knew.
Knew.
Who I used to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
On Red Zone. "This is better than sex. And I love sex." Is what this person said.
Was it a woman?
I'm not going to say.
Someone he used to know. What is this, a Gautier song?
What happened to that guy, by the way?
Now he's just somebody we used to know.
What do you think?
I'm pretty sure he was like a producer. Who
now you're just
like
somebody who watches Red Zone.
I'm not a huge fan of
like,
that song.
He like didn't want, I don't know. I guess like he would rather produce music than like be the actual artist. That song's great. We've had an argument about that song before.
Did I say it was bad?
Yeah.
Because it is.
It's a great song.
What do you think is the 4:05 game on Fox we get Sunday? Jags, Raiders, or Saints, Rams?
Oh, my God. Jags, Raiders would be my guess.
Boy, that is a bad duo.
I think we're going to get Saints, Rams.
Wouldn't we get Jags, Raiders Shuck. Because it's an AFC game?
No, I think they'll just give us the game that they deem to be like higher on their power rankings because neither one has like a Pittsburgh. It's not an AFC North team playing.
Part of me would say,
so I think
like
we'll just
old,
get Saints Rams.
The old Raiders, like, you know,
no, it's that's
used
too,
to be
too far removed.
Man, Mark Davis has really jacked up their Q rating. They have great uniforms still, but they got to be one of the only like 70s heritage franchises that I would argue has fallen on hard times and actually become diminished in stature. Like it would legitimately.
Hello, Cowboys.
The Cowboys are still the most talked about and covered team.
I get
I'm
what
talking
you're
about like from an attention standpoint.
Yeah, you're right. The Raiders like don't move the needle at all.
Right.
Time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's called the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's, Italian bread company over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, October 28, 2025.
So, you have a lozenge in right now, by the way?
No.
Oh.
I feel like I need one. I don't know why he said that, Don.
I never asked you how your trip was.
No, you didn't, but we can talk about it later.
Okay.
I never asked you how your trip was either. That's some bad work by us.
Guess you guys didn't miss me that much.
Jeez.
Guess I don't bring much to the table here, huh?
Well, there's only one producer on the station who should be cracking the mic from what I've
heard. Yeah, we might need to abolish
And it ain't me!
We might need to abolish this segment. Anyway, continue.
So Daniel Jones, who is obviously having a fantastic year. The Colts are the best team in football by record. He joined the Pat McAfee show earlier. I thought they had a pretty funny exchange as he was signing off.
About to get back in the film room. We got to see what these Steelers look like.
I'll tell you.
You're going to like what you see.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Daniel Jones.
Danny.
Don't say that to him.
No, I know. But he might.
Good news is Tomlin just had his press conference and said they're not changing a damn thing.
We knew that, though. We knew that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we knew that.
That might be the most like negative that I've ever heard that show be.
Tone Diggs, who you hear there in that clip, responded to something Donnie tweeted today about how, oh, we're having that annual maybe Art Rooney's the problem conversation in Pittsburgh, and it's happening a lot earlier on the calendar than it usually does. And, right, would you say I paraphrased that accurately? And Tone Diggs from Pat McAfee responded to Donnie and said, Dan 3 is an absolute dog. And I came in and I saw Donnie today and I asked him, do you think he said that because he knows that Malzi and I troll that show sometimes for saying that everybody is a dog? Or does he actually think that the next successor here, the man that is going to inherit the Steelers' throne, is actually going to fix all this stuff that we're
bitching about? I have an answer. It's definitive. I think he really thinks Danny Rooney is a dog. I've heard almost exclusively good stuff about Danny Rooney, the football guy.
Okay.
I had heard when the Ramsey trade happened that he had a surprising level of agency in making that deal happen.
Okay. I like that.
In terms of what outsiders would think, because I think most people would just say, well, Tomlin wanted this. I heard that Mike's role in that deal was like more minimal and that Danny Rooney was very prominent.
Okay.
I also think that the other reason Tone Diggs would not, I know those guys are aware of us, obviously. I think they're doing the dog thing no matter what. Even though we are a Marconi-winning radio station, even though you and I are a highly rated show, I think we are still a fly on the windshield for Tone.
Jeez. A fly on the windshield.
I didn't think when he sent that reply that it was like, oh, I know that the two guys that this kid works with always make fun of us for calling people dogs.
Well, aren't they on the air at a similar time
of day? Yeah, but Tone's dad listens to us.
So does Phil. Yeah, but I think Phil is very... I've never heard... I get texts from Phil, and it's always very nice stuff about the show or stuff like he's listening and is amused by something.
I mean, we're just busting their balls. They say dogs all the time.
Phil has never sent me a text going, man, could you cool it on the dog stuff?
They do. They call everybody dogs.
Like, I just think it's funny, man.
I mean, if he's listening right now, he's probably chuckling about
it. Yes.
Phil, that is.
I do think, like, Pat has made it very clear that, like, one of the MO of that show is they want it to be positive and fun, and they're not going to, like, bury anybody, which is why them kind of doing that, like, tongue-in-cheek side-eye at Tomlin and saying, like, yeah, of course nothing's going to change, and you might love what you see on film because they stink. Like, that's the most negative I've heard those
Man, dudes. I'll tell you what. I'm looking right now. I went down this rabbit hole after pulling up the games for this weekend and what we would get on TV here in Pittsburgh. ESPN lists the get-in price for all of these games. Now, if you guys have cheated, this isn't going to work. But what do you think the get-in price is for Chiefs-Bills on Sunday?
That's
$350.
Where is that game? At Arrowhead?
No.
Oh, at Buff? Get in?
Oh.
Get in, not the most expensive.
Yeah, I'm going at least $350.
No, I don't think so. I think it's like $180.
Donnie's closer, but he loses by Price is Right rules. $303.
Oh wow! All right, I'm just an idiot.
What do you think Steelers Colts is get in price?
They give you $20. I'll say like $78.
I'll go like 145.
You are on the money. 138.
Still lost. $1, Bob.
Here are the games.
I mean, NFL games are just getting more expensive.
I'm wildly out of touch
with that. You need to have like a bad, bad team to.
Here are the games that are cheaper to get into. Bears and Bengals by $1.
And this is just for one ticket, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing like a pair. Bears, Bengals, yeah, like 138 apiece.
Like per ticket, yeah.
Okay, wow. Oh, yeah.
Bears, Bengals, 137, a dollar cheaper. Chargers, Titans in Nashville, $23.
Well, wasn't
like
Dolphins,
a pirate
Browns,
afternoon game?
Wasn't the Dolphins like Browns 10. Like $8?
Yeah, but that was like played in a monsoon. That game was played in like terrible, terrible weather.
Let's see what else here. Broncos, Texans in Houston, $88. Jaguars, Raiders, $86. Saints, Rams, $54. Seahawks, Commanders, $74. For a Sunday nighter.
Of all those games that are cheaper than the Steelers game, which one would you be most
willing
to...
Well, there's one more. Cardinals, Cowboys, $21.
Which game would you be most willing to shell out the money for? Like, taking into account how good you think the game will be relative to the price.
Cheaper, you're saying?
Yeah, of the games that are cheaper. You might not take the cheapest game if you don't think it'll be a good game.
Did you say, what'd you have, Texans, Broncos? You know what?
I'd go to
there?
That one. Yeah, that's the one I would
You
pick.
Know what? I might actually go for the opposite reason to Cowboys, Cardinals. I kind of just want to see that offense go crazy.
I said this
before. That offense goes crazy, bro. People forget.
I said this before the Seattle game. And then they lost 27-19, but then they followed it up by holding the 49ers to 15 points. I think Houston's got a shot because Stroud's coming off a good game.
It's his first 300-yard game in how long? It's been a while.
They play the Broncos and Jaguars at home in back-to-back weeks, but they also have a murderer's row coming up of Bills at Colts at Chiefs.
They'd have to probably, to have a realistic shot at running down the Colts, they have to win that game in one of the other two.
I think they're going to play the role of like frisky spoiler, but ultimately they're not going to get in.
Yeah, they still got to see the Colts twice.
Thank you, Don.
Realistically, when could the Colts have that division sewn up? If they beat the Steelers, they're 8-1.
Well, Jacksonville still has a winning record.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.